And you mentioned President Obama's emergency disaster declaration for parts of Washington state. Well, the president may have actually seen the smoke from those wildfires yesterday when he was in Seattle on a fundraising trip. Today, he's in California. And earlier this week, he signed an executive order protecting lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender federal workers and contractors from employment discrimination. Just the latest executive order involving workers and their jobs and their pay. And many experts say there would be less pay discrimination if there were more transparency about what we are paid. Jonathan Tim writes about that for The Atlantic. He's with us from WBEZ in Chicago. Jonathan, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, you started looking into this issue because of something that you were told by two separate employers. Tell us what they said.
Right. So the two different employers were a small local coffee shop that bills itself as being socially responsible and fair trade and all of the things that we're familiar with those kinds of coffee shops. And the other employer was a gigantic multinational law firm. And in different situations, both of them told me that I should really not talk with my coworkers about what I made.
Hmm. They both said that. And why? Did they explain why they didn't want you to do that?
Yeah. So in the coffee shop, the situation was that some of my coworkers had been grumbling a little bit about our tip system, and they said that it was unfair the way that it was distributed. And so when I asked my managers about it, they told me that they would prefer that I bring this kind of issue only to them and not talk to my coworkers about it. And they even added that the owner of the coffee company really hates it when people talk about money and would prefer that no one talks about it at all and would fire people for it if he could.
And the law firm?
And the law firm brought it to my attention when I was becoming a permanent employee out of a temp contract. And after we had discussed the salary possibilities and agreed to meet at a later time to come to a number, my HR manager just told me out of the blue that I should really not discuss my pay with any of my coworkers, as it can cause tension and people can get let go for doing it.
And as you write, that's actually illegal. Your employer should not be telling you not to discuss your pay with your fellow workers.
That's correct. The National Labor Relations Act of 1935 prohibited this when it strengthened the rights of all workers to form unions or what it calls engage in concerted activity for mutual aid or protection. It basically means that you can talk to your coworkers about what's important to you at work. And if you have an issue, you can meet with each other and talk about what you might want to do about it. And there are laws in different states that have made this more robust and protected workers more specifically. But it has been illegal technically to tell your employees not to discuss their pay for quite some time.
And yet almost everyone does it. I've been in jobs over and over again where people don't want you discussing how much you're getting paid.
That's right. I mean, I've experienced it as well. And after writing this piece, I've heard from, you know, innumerable people saying that they've dealt with this and some of them didn't know that it was illegal. It's part of a lot of different things. You know, we have a culture where it's somewhat of a taboo to discuss our wages at work, even when we feel like they're unfair.
Well, as we mentioned, President Obama recently signed these executive actions about pay transparency. One prohibits federal contractors from retaliating against workers who do discuss pay. The other requires contractors to provide information about pay to their employees. Those protect contractors. And then there's the Paycheck Fairness Act in Congress. Tell us what that does.
Yeah, what that would do is basically strengthen the penalties to employers that do violate this rule. So if they, you know, have a policy that says explicitly that their employees cannot discuss pay with each other, then the penalty against them would be stronger.
Although there are some who say that all this is going to do is bring a flood of lawsuits. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has said this legislation would double down on job loss, all while lining the pockets of trial lawyers. In other words, it's just another Democratic idea that threatens to hurt the very people that it claims to help.
Yeah, it's an understandable concern, but there's not any evidence that when laws are enacted to better protect workers against pay discrimination, that there's a flood of lawsuits and that it really hurts business. This has happened in California, in Illinois, and I believe six other states, and there's no evidence that it's this, you know, typhoon of trial lawyers attacking businesses and harming them.
Well, why would new legislation be necessary if salary gag rules are already illegal?
Well, the reality is that even though they're illegal, they're extraordinarily common. 61% of employers in the private sector face these policies. And even in the public sector, where many know it to be transparent and to have a transparent salary structure, it's quite common there as well. So what we see is that the law hasn't really accomplished the goal that it set out to accomplish.
What about companies who say, look, I have two employees, I pay them different amounts, but that's because one of them is a lot better, a lot more productive, is working a lot harder than the other one. And I don't necessarily want the other one knowing that I'm paying employee A so much more money.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds fair enough. And there's plenty of room within the law to have a pay structure that favors one employee over another for various reasons. Where it becomes problematic is that if two people are in a position and one person believes that they're being paid unfairly, it should be their right, and the law says that it's their right, to maybe talk to that other employee and say, hey, I think I might be getting the short end of the stick here. You know, do you agree? And if so, what can I do about this? If the employee knows nothing about how the pay is distributed, they really don't have much ammunition in a discussion about whether they should be getting paid more.
Now, I'm not going to ask you this for real, because you're not just talking to me, you're talking to all of our listeners. But if I were to ask you how much you make, wouldn't you think that that was an uncomfortable question for you? Would you want to answer that?
I absolutely agree that it's an uncomfortable question. But, you know, I've also worked in the public sector before, and I know a lot of places, including private companies and universities, where pay is transparent. So, you know, it's not as if this is a taboo or a discomfort that we can't get over.
Jonathan Timm is a journalist based in Chicago. He wrote about salary gag rules for The Atlantic, and we've got that article at our website, hereandnow.org. Jonathan, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.